What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, joins us to talk about the NFL. Frank, is there a team who's over under win total? You can't quite figure out which way to look.
Oh, man, a few of them. That's the nature of over-unders. They usually set pretty good lines. But I think one of them that stands out to me is the Patriots, because I can make an argument either way. It's 8.5, which gave me sticker shock. I'm like, there's no way they get 8.5. And I thought about it. They upgraded their coach by miles. They had what I thought was the best free agency crop in the NFL. They had what everybody, the consensus grade, said was the best draft class in the NFL. And they have the easiest schedule in football this year. So you add all this stuff up and you say, maybe this team can win 9 or 10 games. Like, oh, what's stopping them, really, if Drake May takes that leap? So that was one where I was like, I still, taking the over of 8.5 on a team that's won 8 games the last 2 seasons combined, is, it's tough. Let's put it to you that way. And so I guess the Patriots kind of lead off that, where I'm just like, I could make the argument that they're going to be really good this year because of the schedule mostly. I can make the argument that, hey, let's not get too over our skis on a team that was 4-13 last year.
Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports, what's your national perspective as far as what's going on with this ongoing McLaurin versus Commander stare now?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, I started when training camp started, I figured – I think most people figured this. All right, they're going to come to some agreement. They're going to give Terry what amounts to back pay, right? Like, hey, you were a good soldier for all those years when we were terrible. Here you go. We'll give you a big raise. But, you know, we talked about it. My colleague, Charles Robinson, talked about it on our Inside Coverage Live show this week. They came in pretty hot, McLaurin's side. And I think people are finding out that Adam Peters is a negotiator. He's not just going to give in just because Terry McLaurin's very popular. He's been a very good player for them. He has some leverage because he knows, like, the Commanders don't want to take a step back from last year when they had such a breakthrough. So now we're here, and it's basically through the second week of the preseason, because it's not like, you know, Terry's going to play this week. So how long does this drag on? And, you know, even if McLaurin signs 2 days before the season, that might mean he's not really Terry McLaurin until late September. Hey, you got to get in football shape. There's no replicating that anywhere else. So I'm stunned. I can't lie. I thought this would have been done a few days in the camp. You know, if Terry takes a couple days off of practice, signs a deal, gets back on the practice field. He's a veteran. But the longer it drags on, the more I'm like, well, what is the end game here, and when's it going to happen?
Frank, I think the Bears will be better than they were last year in a really tough division. A, you can tell me if you don't agree, but B, how much better?
And that's the thing. I try not to get too caught up with camp reports, right? We have nothing else to talk about, and everything is just blown out of proportion. But have you heard one positive thing coming out of Bears camp? Because I haven't. I look every day. It's part of my job. And it's like everything seems negative coming out of Bears camp, where it's just – they're slow getting the offense, and Caleb's not producing well, and Ben Johnson's yelling every day, and maybe that's just camp stuff, and we'll get to week one, and they'll look great. But I'm way further down on them than I was a month ago, and maybe that's the wrong approach to take, but you just start to think about it. You're like, this is kind of starting over for Caleb Williams, his second rookie year almost, with a completely different scheme, with a perfectionist head coach. It might take a while for them to get it. And if it takes, you know, 6 weeks for them to adjust to Ben Johnson and really get in a groove, 6 weeks, you might be buried in that division. You might be done. I mean, you got 3 teams that I think Vikings are the most underrated team in the NFL right now. I think everybody's sleeping on them. I think the Lions are going to be great. I mean, I think we've also underrated the Lions, because everybody brings up Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Well, they ain't picking fans out of the stands on a raffle to call plays. Like, they still have some pretty good coaches there. And then the Packers are just, they're loaded. I mean, they're, you know, we know about them. So I don't know. I think the Bears will be better. I just don't know when they're going to be better. I don't know if it's going to be right away. And it might be a team that just finishes the last 2 months strong, but that ain't going to do very good in the toughest division of football.
At Yahoo Schwab on social, you want to go follow him. Hey, I enjoyed your Shador Sanders piece a couple days ago. It was really good. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. There's Frank Schwab. Go check him out. He does an awesome job covering the NFL for Yahoo.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.